It's January 21st, beautiful, very cold Monday morning here in Montreal. I'm Slandy, and I guess today's going to be a very busy day for me. I've got several errands to run, including two that are courtesy of myself this morning. I forgot to put my daughter's sandwich in her lunchbox. So I'm going to run over to the school as well as bring her snow pants, which we also forgot this morning. That's funny because we've been waking up earlier than we did in 2012. As you recall, or as you may recall, many of my boos back in 2012 referenced how it was very difficult for me to get my daughter out of bed. And I vowed myself, not as a New Year's resolution or anything, but I vowed myself that starting January, I was going to get my keister out of bed earlier and subsequently wake up my daughter earlier. And it's been wonderful. She's still a little bit cranky in the morning, but now at least she has those 5 or 10 minutes where she can slowly wake up, you know, get with the program and have breakfast at a much more leisurely pace than we were doing it last year. It was just crazy last year. She has to get to school by ideally 10 to 8, but let's just say between 10 to 8 and 5 to 8. And last year I was waking her up, or she was getting out of bed as late as 20 past 7. So that left her very little time to get dressed and eat. And everything was rushed. And I was on her case constantly in the morning. Now things have completely turned around. And I think as much as she hates getting out of bed, which I do as well, at least though she doesn't have that constant pressure on her all the time. But one of the drawbacks, as funny as this is to say, one of the drawbacks is that because we have time and it's more leisurely, my brain shuts down or something. I think this is the fourth time in less than 3 weeks where I've forgotten something and I had to bring it back to her at the school. Thankfully, I mean, I just go up and I go into the school, they buzz me in. And I just leave it with the receptionist, and by now she looks at me, she knows me. But she's always very nice and very warm. So there really is no problem. I spent a good deal of the weekend going over some boos and listening to several and commenting on a few. I don't do a lot of recordings of audio boos during the weekend because I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Raquel G out in California who mentioned that she was not comfortable doing audio boos in front of her partner. And I'm the same way. I'm fine in front of my daughter. In fact, she loves it. She adores audio boo. And she asks me often, oh, can we do an audio boo? So that's great. I'm so happy that she's enthusiastic about it. Whereas I can't do audio boos in front of my wife. I've done a few videos. I think once or twice I may have turned on. I can't remember if I ever fired up the audio boo app in front of her to do an audio boo. Or maybe she might have walked into the room as we were finishing up, my daughter and I, or something to that effect. But in and of itself, I've never actually sat back saying, in my living room, on my couch, and fired up audio boo and have done an audio boo in front of her. I'm just, you know, call me funny, but I'm just too self-conscious for it in front of my partner. I may do it in front of other people to demonstrate audio boo and what it's all about. I talk an infinitum about audio boo, and I'm still a little bit frustrated that a lot of my friends and just don't get it. They can't click in, and for whatever reason, I'm fine with it. And you know, they certainly don't say anything about it. But it's odd. It's very strange, and it might harp back to the fact that a lot of people don't like the sound of their own voice. And it's a big thing. It's a. I wouldn't call it a pet peeve. It's just something that people have. And almost everybody I know does not like the sound of their own voice. And that certainly I see it. I see it translated when we shoot a bit of video and then they hear themselves. Seeing themselves is fine, it seems. But it's hearing themselves, and they all, I know, you know, I forgot the word. But they all, without a doubt, all of them say, oh, is that my voice? Anyhow. What else? Well, I was going to say one more thing. Oh, yes. The other thing, too, is McColgan's audiobook on Voicebo and the advantages. And I've already written up some comments in his audiobook. The only thing I wanted to add is I actually just tried Voicebo. It's hard for me not to say audiobo or audiobo. It's Voicebo and audiobo. That's really close, isn't it? So I just signed up for Voicebo, and I must admit I really like the interface. But I really, like I said in my comment on Mac's audiobo, I don't really see a big difference. Other than the fact that right now, at least, they're not offering a longer time for a paid version. At least I don't think I saw that on their website. Works the same, sounds the same. The audio quality seems to be good. You can share, you have a community, you have a network, you can follow people, although it's called a feed, I think, in Voicebo parlance. I've signed up, and I may or may not use it. What I might use it for is to send recordings to my friends who are not on Audioboo, who are not on Voicebo, and sort of use it as a standalone, if you want, for the lack of a better term, but as a standalone system. So I'm not going to join really the community on Voicebo. I'm just going to use it as a tool. Because they give you 5 minutes, which is ample time, if I want to rattle off something quickly and send it to somebody. I did the same thing with Pixengo, right? Where I've taken pictures of things and maybe just did a quick recording and sent it off to a friend of mine because I wanted to explain something to him. But again, you know, they find it awkward. Oh, well, you have to click, and it takes you to another site, and some people get it at work, and it doesn't let them go to that site. So I'm literally, I'm looking for something that would encapsulate the audio and, say, a picture. Mind you, I can always insert the picture in the email. But if I can encapsulate the audio within an email so that they could just click on it. But the problem with that is, of course, I could use the Voice Memo app in my iPhone, but it records it as an MP4, I think. I can't remember. But it's an audio format specifically made for Apple, or seems to be specifically made and defaults to Apple QuickTime. And if somebody gets it on a PC machine and doesn't have, you know, then again, you know, they have to download or install a plugin. I just wanted something seamless. Ideally MP3, because it is seamless, but I guess I could find an app that records an MP3 and then allows you to email that recording out. Again, it's just because I'm very comfortable talking, so if I'm trying to explain something to somebody, say if I'm doing a bit of technical support for a friend or even a client, I can fire off, say, a screenshot and then explain something about whatever subject it is. So I'm thinking of maybe keeping Voicebo for that. And again, not because I don't want to join their community. I have nothing against people on Voicebo. It's just, as I mentioned, I like the community on Audioboo. And I right now, as I feel it, I don't have enough time for anybody, any other community, or to start getting into any other community. So I just want to stay in the nice confines of Audioboo. It's very comfortable here, and I like everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.